Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Unemployment is down. Consumer confidence is up. Seems like a great time to go shopping for rose-colored glasses with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank. The economy is typically the number one concern of Americans. Has that changed?
It has not, as far as we know. We're still waiting for our December numbers to come in, but based on everything we've seen up to this point, when we ask Americans about the most important problem, the economy still reigns as the top issue, although it's certainly down now in the percent of Americans who mention the economy based on where it has been in previous years.
So let's dive into Gallup's numbers regarding consumer confidence.
Right now, we are at a -8. Now, that's good news. You might not think it's good because it's still underwater. That minus means that more Americans are negative than positive about the economy. But on a relative basis, that's one of the highest numbers we have seen on our consumer confidence measure going back since the recession. But I have to put in this caveat, we've still got a long ways to go.
Well, Frank, it's fairly obvious that the unemployment rate is way down from this time last year. That must translate into more jobs. Let's focus on small businesses.
Indeed, we are seeing the same type of optimism among small business owners. Every quarter, we conduct the Wells Fargo Gallup Small Business Index, where we call up a random sample of small business owners across the country. And by the way, Dave, I should point out that 90% of all jobs in this country are in companies with 20 or fewer employees. That's the estimate. So small business is incredibly important. And our optimism from these small business owners is up, up, up. It's at a plus 58 now for this last quarter in this year. That's as high as we've seen it going all the way back since early 2008. Clearly, it's on an upward trend. Also positive news, when we ask small business owners about their hiring intentions for next year, those intentions are as positive as we've seen them since going back all the way to 2007. So it's very good news from small business owners across the country.
Well, Frank, let's put a big bow around all this good news and focus on well-being.
Well, there's great news last week on well-being. We ask this every day. We ask yesterday, did you experience a lot of happiness and enjoyment? We also say, did you experience sadness and so forth yesterday? And typically the numbers are under 50%. In fact, for most days this weekday, post-Thanksgiving, only about 40, 41, 42% of Americans have said they experienced a lot of happiness yesterday. However, let's go back to Thanksgiving Day. When we asked people last Friday to project back to Thursday, Thanksgiving, that number was all the way up to 68%, one of the highest we have seen all year. Typically, that's the case. So you can just see this huge jump up on Thanksgiving when Americans get happy. I don't know what that tells us about work, because when we work, the numbers are down. But clearly, Americans are very, very positive about what happens on Thanksgiving. And I'm assuming that's because we're together with family and friends and we're not toiling away at the workplace.
What are some other days on the calendar that rival that 68%?
I'll give you some good clues. Memorial Day is usually one of the highest days of the year after Thanksgiving. I think that's not only because it's Memorial Day, but because it's leading into the summer, and Americans get very positive about that. The other high days of the year typically come when there are other big holidays. Christmas is very high. Easter is very high, is a couple of other examples of when Americans get positive. And generally, Americans are very, very positive on the weekends in general.
And then are there days that are predictably near the bottom?
Well, Mondays and Tuesdays are very near the bottom in general, but otherwise, when we study this year by year, we find it typically has to do with news events. If the stock market crashes or if there's major negative news out there, we can really see the sharp drop in our numbers. So Americans' positivity is reactive to what's happening out there in the news, at least on the downside.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.